coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clodballs! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Clodballs and Trencher!
And thus we start off with an already abused bandwidth.
Yeah, I know. Because Claude got a new laptop and brought it over to check the Wi-Fi on it.
Can't find Wi-Fi anywhere else in the city. Has to come to my house.
No, I haven't went out to drive yet.
Oh, you haven't war drive?
No, not yet.
It's hard to deal with those machines. The antenna sucks in those.
It's only on the fucking... They have the windows on the side.
The windows on the side.
You know, I will say one thing, though, dude.
What's that?
The fucking manual that came with this, the instruction manual, the owner's guide, was so not dumbed down, I actually fucking, like, flipped through it and could find shit I needed, like, less than 30 seconds.
It's nice.
It's fucking nice, dude. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah.
Tell them what you got.
Oh, I have a laptop.
One of these nights. What kind of laptop?
Apple Titanium G4.
Nice.
Half gig RAM with SuperDrive.
How many megahertz?
1 gig.
Oh, a gig.
Hurt.
Giga. Hurt.
And a 60-gig hard drive, which I've already eaten up about 15 gigs of.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was playing with mine yesterday, my laptop, and I'm going, man, where'd all my hard drives go?
Yeah, but I did this in less than 24 hours, moving shit over.
Yeah, well, that's a lot, though.
Yeah,
That's a ton of shit. Hey, folks, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the world's greatest internet radio show.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at?
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Smack wants to know, where'd you get it?
I got it from the Apple Store.
There you go.
And you'd have had a sale if you didn't call in sick, you bastard.
Oh, I'm so sick with booze.
Hi, welcome to the Apple Store. How are you doing? Yeah, I'm Robert. What's up? You know, yeah. I'm looking for Chris. Oh, he's not here today. Can I help you? I guess you will. I need a laptop.
There you
That's
go.
That's that win. Although I got to say one thing, though. This came with a super drive, which burns DVDs.
Nice.
And I got Final Cut Express.
Woohoo!
For $100.
Now we just need a camera.
Yeah, I know. I've been, like, fucking just playing around. It's great, man. I already hooked this shit up to my, you know, fucking TV, dude, to play DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful. I love it. It's great, man. It's actually, you know what, totally... I gotta be honest with you right there, dude. It's totally fucking flawless in comparison to my fucking Windows box. Because my Windows box, I bought a ATI... video card for it.
Right.
I forget what the fuck it is. It don't matter.
Right.
But it had a S-video output for composite, you know?
Okay.
And every time I did it, it would never resize the screen proper.
Really?
I would always have shit cut off, dude. Hooked in the fucking Apple, dude. Bam!
See, now, I've used the monitor out just to go to, like, regular monitors.
Yeah.
And it's really weird because it does a dual monitor setup if you leave the lid open.
Yes.
So here I am, and I've got like two screens, and I'm not used to that. And I'm like, where'd my mouse go? And I look to the left. Oh, there's my mouse!
Funny enough, you've actually come across the only complaint I have. When you hook up... If you do dual monitor, you just get two desktops.
Mm-hmm.
If you do video mirroring, you get repeated.
Yes.
What you do is close the laptop, put it to sleep, and then click your mouse button, and it wakes up, but it leaves the fucking laptop monitor off.
Yep.
But it won't do that for S-Video.
No, it won't.
Only for DVI and VGA. I'm like, fuck!
Oh, well. What can you do?
I guess I'll have to go get myself a fucking DVI to composite.
There you go.
There's only one thing I need, though. I hope, and maybe Smack can answer this right there.
Hey, Chris is saying he's glad he could help you out.
Yeah, thanks. You'd have got a fucking sale, dude.
Ha ha.
Yeah, they come in like, yeah. Except for there's actually a very embarrassing moment about that.
Embarrassing?
But, yeah. What happened was basically, I'm actually going to go ahead and just go to sleep here. Save the bandwidth. I actually went down.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Why does our audio sound crap? No,
yeah,
Chris, by the way, tell them, yeah, they didn't give you a copy of Panther.
No, they did not give me my flat of Panther. The one guy, I forget the fucking name of the initial guy who rang me up. It's who got the sale on his shit. The one woman, I have her card right here. Everybody was actually pretty nice. This is the only kind of thing. I wouldn't say MILFed or anything like that, you know, to anger me. What was her name?
MILFed, you mean?
Yeah.
Not MILFed. You said MILFed.
Yeah, MILFed. I'm sorry. the assistant store manager, Suzanne, right there, she was very nice, but she wouldn't look in the back to see if you guys had any flats. She was pretty adamant that you didn't. But the other guy who rang me up with the beard right there kind of looked like Obi-John a little bit,
okay.
You know, because of the beard factor, but that it stops there.
Right.
He said he'd check the back, but he never got a chance to because he had to go help another customer. So I'm like, eh.
Wait a minute. You were their fucking customer of the moment. It doesn't matter about anybody else.
There was a reason. Let me explain. This happens. This goes down Wednesday.
Right.
I'm at my desk. 9 a.m. I go, okay, break time. My Outlook goes ding for mail. I look it in. Human resources. Okay, guess what, Claude? We got your check. Come on down and pick it up to buy your computer. I'm like,
right.
Fucking A. I fucking go down. She's like, wow, that was quick. I'm like, yeah. Okay. So, this is what happens. I pick up my check in break. 2 hours later, 11 a.m., go to lunch. I drive right to the Apple store, pick my shit up.
Cool.
Because I wanted to make sure this laptop wasn't sold, because I got a refresh unit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but all that only cost me $2,000.
Not bad.
I know. So anyhow, what happened was I went and they run the check through. I had fucking tried to cash the check so early, they had just wrote the check, they hadn't sweeped funds over into the account.
Whoops.
So that's why they were having to fucking deal with me, man. I was like, fuck.
That's nice. But that's cool, though. Congratulations on your new toy. Total congratulations on your new toy. Let's see. You're looking at a screen like...
What's this?
Smack said he's going to look tomorrow.
Who is he talking to?
ICJ? I don't know. Maybe you. Oh, well.
What the fuck?
All I know is ICJ sent up some stuff that we'll play throughout the show today.
Yeah.
It's really cool sounding stuff, so...
Cool.
Great.
We have the Ken and Ryu and the Spankwagon listeners now. It's the same thing, carbon copied. Okay, now we have ICJ and Flying J.
ICJ, yeah. Flying J.
Great. We will clone both of them.
Well, no, ICJ was around a long time ago.
People like just, you know, the variety of names.
They're the wonderful variety of names.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Of course, we have BNM, but we'll get to that. It's going to start breaking out into mad props or something.
Oh, yeah. Got some fucking great news stories, too.
Oh, dude. Great news stories, great stuff going
on
this week.
Got a good rant going on, too.
Actually, how was your Thanksgiving other than the new toy?
Depressing.
Why?
It was just, you know, I don't know. Last year was kind of different, but this year, I guess, like, everybody was like, you know, had a lot on their minds. I'm like, okay, this is real fun. Hey, turkey came out okay, though.
That's good.
Damn fun. Gave it, you know, some butter implants. Worked right. That's good.
Sounds good. So you had turkey, huh?
Of course. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, some people don't.
True.
Some people have ham.
Hell, you don't celebrate.
I don't celebrate at all.
You keep telling me you're Catholic. I think you're a liar, dude. I think you're Jehovah's Witness.
I'm absolutely not Jehovah's Witness.
You look to be Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, I look to be Jehovah's Witness.
By your fucking holiday festive attitude.
What? Can't someone just not like holidays?
It's
just like you cannot say no to an extra piece of pie? I mean, what the hell?
Hey, man, I don't eat pie, man. And that cut hard to the bone, dude.
I'm sure it did. But so does calling me a Jehovah's Witness.
No, it didn't, man.
Yes, it did. How do you know? Because it didn't offend you?
No, it didn't offend me.
Then obviously... I can't win here.
Sure.
Why
can
I not win here? And El Smack is now known as Icy Flying J. Should we just boot him? Anywho.
Fuck. No, it's rare that he shows up, dude.
Like, yeah, actually.
It's like chasing Bigfoot off the lawn. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Yeah, that would be kind of fucked. Yeah, see, I mean, I worked yesterday, so I didn't do anything. I literally, really slow day, and I just worked.
Really?
Took the laptop in and couldn't find any Wi-Fi connection in the building.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, my department has 5, none of which hook up to the internet.
Yeah, they're all just kind of there, none of them connect.
It's just test equipment, thanks.
And there's one that connects, but like so much packet loss to it in my department that it's not worth it. So I couldn't even listen to music or download or upload anything. It pretty much sucked.
You know what? I'm going to be there at Christmas.
Like, what the fuck else? Why have...
By Christmas, everybody's going to be consolidated over. Can you do us a favor?
Try to see if we can get one?
Bring in your Linksys.
Well, that may be. Who knows? We'll see.
If nothing else, I'll see if I can get the... Because we have a Motorola SBG 1000.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've seen those, and
it's
I've
a,
used
it's
it.
It's a cable modem with built-in Wi-Fi.
PrintServe, Wi-Fi.
PrintServer. Fucking killer,
and
dude.
A regular four-port gateway.
Right. It's so. Fucking killer, man. We got one of those that's not provisioned, though. We're trying to get that set through so we can test our shit.
Rock on.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm going to do. And to be honest with you, it's really interesting, too. I actually have a funny story about buying the laptop, though.
Okay.
It was like, fucking cool, dude, because like, I buy the shit right there, and it's as soon as I get the fucking shit in the bag, man, it was fucking surreal, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man, thanks. Have a good day, man. Appreciate you buying it. Like, okay, cool, dude, thanks. Everybody's like shaking my hand. So I turn out, man. And I just fucking turn around, dude, and I got this big-ass box on the side. This is PowerBook G4, dude. And it's like people were like fucking, you know, looking shit in the Mac store, and they're like, look at me, seeing me buying shit right there. It's like they cleared a fucking path, dude. Just walking out. I'm walking through the fucking mall, dude, and you
fashion
see...
Fashion show mall down fashion on the Las mall. Vegas Boulevard.
I'm walking through, dude, and there's this fucking, like, yuppie-esque bohemian type dude, man. He's got, like, the fucking sport backpack and stuff, man. You know, he's got the fucking earring. He's the short haircut, man. He's all like... Hey man, nice pooter. I'm like, he's right
did
on.
Did he say pooter?
He said pooter. I'm like, thanks. I just bought it. Like, cool, man. Apple.
Nice pooter.
Yeah.
Are you sure he's looking at the PowerBook?
I was hoping so, but apparently this is apparently a common lingo.
Pooter. Pooter. I mean, I've said pewter, but I've never said pooter.
You know what? It's a girly way of saying computer. It's saying pewter, but only going pooter. I've read it on blogs, dude.
Okay, blogs. There's your first mistake. Everything that should have been true but isn't.
Yeah, I know.
It's on a blog.
Yeah. Then I take the fucking thing into work, dude. Actually, yeah, I do kind of say fuck a lot.
You do say fuck a lot.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Fuck
anyhow,
yeah.
Then I take it
fucking.
Into work. Yeah. Hey, there you go. Will you do that for every time I don't say fuck? Will you like interject?
I'll make sure that we get your fuck quota taken care of.
Thanks.
No problem.
So I go to work, and what happens, dude, is I just bring it in right there,
fucking
and
in.
You can tell, dude, that, like, a bunch of, like, closet Mac people.
Fuckers.
Yeah. That's not going to work good, because I'm, like, trying to give you time to say fuck. Okay, we'll skip that.
Yeah, a bunch of, well, no, there's always like, closet Mac. You see, I
like,
love it, I love it, I love it. At work, whenever I bring in my laptop, oh, that's a sweet computer, oh, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I'm like, okay, cool, yeah, modest, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the arguments start up. Well, you know, Mac, blah. And then the other side goes, well,
got
they
the exact same thing.
Well,
got
this I can do this.
Thing.
Well, they can't do this. Well, they can do this. Fuck people. It's a computer. Here's my... I don't know if I told the internet audience, our internet audience. I know I've told you this.
Yeah.
I have used PCs. Mm-hmm. I've used Unix. The Yiddish Unix. Unix.
Hey. open source. Hey.
PCs, Unix, and Mac. And guess what?
Moses in Silicon Valley. Free my BSD.
Whoa. SCO, it must be like the Egyptian pharaohs, you know. Anyhow, I tell them, hey, I can crash every computer all the same.
Yeah, man, I can crash mine too. Man.
And that's all, I mean, really honest to God, every computer crashes, okay?
That's going to be like the thing till I die, man. I crashed X. I've got a bum.
You figured out how to crash a freaking OXX.
Nobody's ever like
I've never
how did
seen,
you
I've,
do
I've
it?
Got, I've gotten... I've
you
got
see the screenshot,
panic.
Dude.
I've got kernel
You've got
panics.
But you got kernel panics on the fucking first one. Was that Puma?
No,
on 10.0.
I got 10.1, I got kernel panics.
Really? 10.1, I've gotten a bomb, dude.
Yeah, 10.1, you got a
and,
bomb.
And if you look in the message boards,
it's
free
there.
Plug for us, there's a picture of it. But no, dude, that's so sweet, you know, and stuff, you know. Everybody's like in awe. They're like, oh, it's a Mac, you know. Well, you sacrificed quality and stuff for a lack of titles. I'm like, yeah, you know what I also sacrificed? User problems.
What did they do when you said that one?
Yeah.
And then,
dude,
I had
fucking hardcore gamers.
There's bandwagon Mac fans.
Yeah.
Now, I know in the message boards, those of you who were reading, we have a little thread going on about bandwagon music where people are like, oh, he sounds cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's different because people who diss the computer will tell me how cool of a computer it is.
Yeah.
Or how cool this is or how cool that is.
I used to be actually
hardcore. And then they
want to
remind me why they don't have one.
Yeah, I used to be very hardcore anti-Mac.
Yeah, you did.
I really was.
You and Smack.
But what happened?
Both of you.
The one thing that really changed it for me, and I assume Smack too right there, and yes, mad props for you to introducing us to the world of Mac. You happy now?
Thank you. Thank
Good
you.
Ego for you, yeah. Actually, Tin changed all that.
Yes.
And Apple, like if you've seen the 2003 keynote speech where they introduced the G5, job shows. Here we were with 9, then we introduced 10, and he just goes, boom, everything up off the charts mm-hmm. for software developers, for engineers and stuff right mm-hmm. there. And yeah, I got to get Panther for it because, yeah, it comes with X11.
Yeah.
Because I read the keynote speech on that.
We were talking about X11 yesterday, and yeah. I loved it. It was one of those slapping the forehead moments with you a couple days ago because
we were in chat.
You
said X11. I thought you meant like OS X 11.
Yeah. Here's for those of you who don't know. I think actually looking from the logistics of the room, a lot of you do know what X11 is. It's a
yeah.
Windows manager. It's a Windows manager and everything for
Unix.
Unix and well, it's part of Windows manager. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So he's going, well, I need to get myself a good suite of, you know, Word and this and that, and I'm like,
no, I didn't say that at all.
No, you needed a good word processor.
No, I said I needed to move AppleWorks over.
Oh, and I said, fuck AppleWorks.
Too late.
Yeah.
I already installed it.
I know, but forget AppleWorks. AppleWorks sucks, okay?
I honestly, I'm more familiar, more comfortable, and more productive with Microsoft Office.
Well, here's the thing, though. Really I suggest get OpenOffice.org. Literally, that's the URL.
Yeah.
It's OpenOffice.org. Yeah. It's a little slower, but it's a perfect copy of Star Office, which is really a freeware version or a Unix version of Microsoft Office.
Right, right.
So I go, well, he goes, well, what do I need for that? And I go, well, first you got to get X11. And he goes, well, I got to get in to get it. No, you download it. What? Where do you, you know, I mean, pretty much went on that he thought X11 was an OS.
No, see, I know there is no such thing as X11. It's only 10 right now. I know it's only, you know, 10.3.
Right.
I thought Trench was saying, like, OS 11. I'm like, all right, I'll fucking humor the guy and go along with it, dude. And we actually said that towards the end. And you asked me, what did you think I was talking about? I said, I thought you were confused and saying OS X 11.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those moments that if I'd have fucking just, you know, stepped up to the plate, you know, and said, oh, okay, then it would have been clear.
Otherwise, it
ran around in circles.
By the way, actually, if I think about it right now, in the chat room, we have Mac users. I know Airwolf is because he's telling us. Don't know BMM or Chewy. Smack is a Mac user. Reverend is not. Used to be. Went
yeah.
to the other side.
Yeah.
Traveler isn't. He is and isn't. I don't remember which one. I know Vert obviously is. He's the one that got me hooked on Mac. Volcurus, though, he actually got a laptop like yours and mine, mm-hmm. and he absolutely loves it. I think he actually. I think he only uses the Unix. I don't think he actually goes into the GUI. At all.
Yeah, this is the last of the titaniums, too.
Yeah, you got one of the very last of the titaniums.
This is actually the last model.
Now they're into aluminum.
It's funny as hell, dude, because...
And the titanium, when it scratches, it pisses you off, and then you wonder, how the fuck did that scratch?
Yeah.
What the hell have I had to drag this thing on to scratch it?
Yeah, I've seen the video of them, like, flexing titanium, dude. I'm mm-hmm. like, killer.
Yeah.
You know what, man? If only they had stainless.
Yeah, you'd love stainless. I'm surprised you haven't taken like a little taped off the apple and taken a sander to it just so you can get the grooved look.
Yeah, I know.
You and your stainless everything.
No, but actually, you know what, dude? In all honesty, I'm actually really happy with Apple. And it's very interesting, too. I found the perfect argument for Apple, why Apple is actually superior.
Uh-oh.
It was an argument of that arrived because of Longhorn.
Okay.
I've seen Longhorn's preview. Picks.
Right.
I fucking hate it.
You know what, though? A lot of people, it is
XP with the confusion of ME. You have no idea.
I'm sure.
How familiar were you, Jaguar? Have you seen like the keynote speech where Jobs does a demo?
No, I've not seen it, but I have to say that if I were to put Jaguar on my machine today,
yeah,
and you start using it effective immediately, I'd be fine.
Yeah. No, but what it is Windows, it totally put this way. Windows is document-based. Apple is application-based. Apple's reasoning is, in a perfect world, we would have everything just right in the OS. But we can't do that because updates and things come along,
right.
Yada, yada, yada. What it is Apple's layout goes like this. They brought back the I forget what they call it, but it's like a start menu. They Apple invented that kind of start menu, and then Windows 95 took it.
Okay.
What is check this out. You got the start menu over there where your shit on the side. Applications, you go over for that, boom, you mm-hmm. click on the mm-hmm. application. You can open it or get your documents on the side of it.
Right.
And you have a separate folder down below for your documents. Then you can thread them. They brought back labels, thank God.
Labels were weird. I mean, I never really used the label system.
You know what? I label my stuff in OS 9 so I can see it better when I fly through mm-hmm. On X. Labels do help me. But I can tell you right now, it was really interesting because it's like boom, boom, boom on that window that comes up for their management. So instead of having everything, like Job says, four levels down,
right.
Your stuff's right here. I saw Longhorn. You have a different file for documents. You have a different file for music. A different fucking folder for movies. I hate it.
By the way. I love this. Three comments so far. Reverend Hammer, ME was confusing. And then, well, two comments. And ICJ goes, ME worked?
Yes.
For those of you guys who are in the chat room, don't know ICJ. Actually, great guy. He's a friend of ours. And how else? A friend of JLD.
Yeah.
Actually, at one time, you can all send him some sympathy cards because he used to be my boss. Mm-hmm. So he had to teach me a lot of shit. Send him the sympathy cards now, folks. Anyhow, but
yeah, ME is horrible. Okay, ME fucking hides everything. You do that little boom. Oh, where did my stuff go? Click here for the little the little word bubble to find out. On top of that, it is the most unproductive thing in the world when you have everything viewed by category inside of XP. But what's worse is do that inside of Windows 98 with a 2000 GUI. But instead of saying view by category, view by most used. You could, and dude, they would hide network. It would confuse the hell out of people who tried to use it. And it had a world of compatibility problems with USB.
I mean, we know that the compatibility problems with USB, but Vokuris just says that his machine, he normally doesn't give him 6 months to live. His wife's machine has been running it for about a year and a half now, ME. Hey, you know what? It's user. You are a high-end user. I can tell that. I know that because I know you very well. Mm-hmm. So I know that if it's working that well, it's because.
Oh yeah.
Look at the end users,
dude.
Consider those end users because people don't understand that.
Yeah.
It's the end user that causes more problems. I mean, come on, Rev. You used to work in a computer place. We currently work doing help desk.
Yeah, yeah.
End users are a problem.
End users are a huge problem right there, and there's
some.
One.
Some. Let me back off this and make it so harsh. But end users can be a problem.
But it's a combination of end users and third parties software sometimes, especially when it doesn't install or uninstall correctly. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand that.
I will say that with Mac OS, one of the problems with their install and uninstall late now is the fact that when you uninstall an app, you remove the whole damn app. It's application based.
Yeah.
Always has been. But you leave behind a preferences folder.
Yes.
Or a preferences file. But a PLS file is pretty teeny.
As far as the operating system is concerned, I really only have three complaints about, and I know they're not going to be issue, or they're not going to be resolved inside of Jaguar because I've taken it for a test drive to see.
Mm-hmm.
One, I appreciate that they brought back alt tabbing, but stop doing that for each application. Please do it for my individual applications in each window. I understand Rendezvous helps a lot. Yes, it does, but I want my alt tab bar back that Windows has. Number two, yes, I want a built-in cleanup utility that removes files, not just fixes them. So far, best $12 I spent was System Optimizer X. I love that app. It speeds up my G3 immensely.
Okay.
Speaking of speed right there, the fourth one right there, there's only one company that makes this utility, and it's Symantec. And guess what? You have to boot in off their disk still.
Yeah.
It's archaic. I need a disk to fragment utility
for
X.
Trust me, I have one copy here of Disk Repair, and I'm done with it. I actually use the Mac Disk Repair.
Oh, yeah.
I've given up on Symantec.
Symantec was king.
Used to be the day. Used to be the thing. Back in the day, when
I
worked at John Deere doing the contract work, upgrading Macintoshes, we were given a SCSI drive, a portable SCSI drive, and we were given two floppies. Two copies of Norton
SystemWorks?
SystemWorks. They fit on floppies back then, remember that?
Or no, they didn't call them Norton Utilities.
Norton Utilities, yes.
Yes,
but they fit on a floppy back
then. I remember that. I've used that in OS 6.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, this is OS 5. OS 5 to OS 5.33.
Yeah,
so anyhow,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
We would go around all these buildings, and you know what? Something happened. Okay, Norton fixed it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, Norton doesn't fix shit.
No.
I know Vert has had issues with his systems in Norton. Norton will either ignore a problem, or, and I hate saying it, but the computers and the OSs have gotten far too advanced for anything that Symantec can put out.
Actually, yes. I mean,
I think that is the ultimate, you know, ultimate.
Yeah, I remember when McAfee came out with their antivirus. I'm like, who's this third party? McAfee started out on fucking shareware.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they got their start. I remember you used to see like McAfee virus on 5 1/4, man.
Yep.
Used to on like version like 1.
Elsmax has Disk Warrior. I don't know. I don't know much about Disk Warrior. I've never used it. Vert says it's pretty nice for fixing directory errors.
It is. I've seen a lot of stuff, and they're really great at fixing. Yes, the thing I use is System Optimizer X. I love it.
Okay.
System Optimizer, the new version that just came out, not only does it, you know, repair the stuff, it runs scripts to clean up the hard drive. And my G3, it speeds up.
Okay.
But the one thing I am gravely, greatly concerned about for speed is disk fragmentation. And no one makes a decent application for that.
No.
And yeah, I mean,
of course, you got to look at the size of hard drives nowadays. I mean, disk fragging on hard drives that are, you know, 60 gig, you got to worry about this stuff. ICJ just said, yeah, Norton sucks.
Yeah, Norton.
One thing, and anybody really, God, really wants to stick up for Norton, just think of this. Norton cannot make a mail scrubber that doesn't break your mail.
Agreed.
Okay, if they can't make a mail scrubber that doesn't follow basic send mail, SMTP, mm-hmm, or POP protocol, then it's time to give it up.
Yeah.
Because there is, every time Norton does an update, if people actually go in and try to install based upon Norton's RTFMs, you know, it won't work all the time.
Yeah.
It will give,
yeah,
you errors. I'm sorry. Fucking PopMail is one of the oldest applications that we're still using,
yeah,
to this day.
System utilities for 98 is okay. The disk defragmenter program is it. It's great. Win repair is all right because it fixes problems in Active Directory, mm-hmm, and in your registry file. It's okay. Those are the only two apps I like. Antivirus, forget about it. It's over. Their stuff sucks. It can't even detect Welchia now.
No.
You have to wait till you get infected to get notified to remove the shit.
Yep.
Norton's highlight is, to this day, and always will be, Utilities 8. And it's gone. Utilities 8 came with it came with disk encryption.
Okay.
I know how good this is. Okay. Granted, at the time, the resources weren't well. I knew a guy. Okay. Long story short, his girlfriend's father was involved with a murder, and they raided their fucking house.
Shit.
For looking for evidence. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into the fucking details. Anyhow, excuse me. What happened was the cops came, took his hard drive, and we had bootleg copies, because we used to share stuff all the time. We had bootleg copies of Utilities 8. And it used 128-bit encryption. This was back in 1993.
Jesus.
They
didn't even start pushing 128 until about, what, 2001?
Yeah. That's how hardcore encryption this was. They eventually said, where's my computer? And I said, you're going to have to talk. I lost touch with the guy, so I don't know if he got it back, what the outcome was. But it was like 8 months later, they said, we can't get it. We've sent it off to Colorado for some forensic computer science place for them to see if they could crack it. That's how good the encryption was. And that's what actually started part of the digital media copyright kind of thing.
DCMA?
Yeah. One of the problems that they had right there was Norton came out with 120-bit encryption for hard drives and stuff, and the government was like, you know, there is sensitive information we need to get to in a case right there. We can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they actually... That's a big reason right there why it's illegal to use out-of-country software in America, because our government may not be in tune with that kind of technology for encryption to crack it open.
Well, it's true, but, I mean, we could talk politics on the...
I'm not talking politics, we
can get into that because, I mean... You know, that's what a lot of laws are made of. I'm sorry, that's why the DCMA is here. That's why lot of these, you know.
Oh, exactly. But
anything with computers nowadays. I mean, that's why they raided Steve Jackson Games, the guy who wrote Illuminati, mm-hmm, the game series. He also wrote GURPS and a few others. Well, they actually raided his company when he was doing the Illuminati, mm-hmm, because they're like, what does he know?
I've heard that, man. I don't know all the details of stuff.
I have a couple books that cover the details. Not spectacularly, but pretty good. It's a very interesting story to read. Anyhow, I think what we're going to do is we're going to cut to a break real quick, and then we'll Then we'll come back and I'll let you know how my what
yes,
I've been doing.
Yes, Smack is absolutely right. File Vault was actually one of the critical turning points as well. Why I decided to go stick with Apple. I was going to go XP Pro, but nobody could fucking build me a custom one for XP Pro, and I'm not going to install bootleg stuff. And XP Home Edition does not come with on-the-fly encryption. File Vault was a big thing to me. As well as what I'm going to install on my laptop right there is the people that make System Optimizer X, I forget the name of the company. They make a nice little hidden application that you can, that if, in case somebody turns on, even if they can't get in, it runs in the background. Broadcast its current IP address.
Interesting.
So you can track them down.
Very cool.
Very nice. Anyhow.
All right, we're going to take a break. You are listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
And if ever you are listening out there but you're not joining us in the chat room, we have the Java Chat on site.
Yes,
or get your silly asses in our chat room. It's irc.slashnet.org. The room is Spankwagon.
Silly asses. Like I'm sitting here with Frank Rizzo.
Oh, well, at least you're not the Hindu guy. So tell me, what are we...
Spankwagon Radio.
like watching Easy Rider. So that kind of depresses the holidays too, man.
Yeah, Easy Rider's probably not the Christmas Carol.
Yeah, especially now when you're like watch, you know, you're like, yeah, man, it's holiday time for family. And you see George get fucking killed by the rednecks, like, bummer. Then you know it's like you can't really be have a happy holiday when you're watching the bad trip sequence in the graveyard. So it's like,
yeah, that probably would be a little difficult.
You've never seen Easy Rider all the way through?
All the way through, no. Actually,
I have it on DVD now. It's fucking, dude, I got the commentary by Dennis Hopper.
Word has it, you got a big TV going on.
It's only 36 inch right now.
Yeah.
We got to go out to the show sometime tonight before 10 a.m. pick up my new TV.
Tonight before 10 a.m.?
Or 10 p.m.
Okay.
Got myself a... cost me $600, man. Got myself an Apex.
Oh, Apex.
Yeah.
Not the most stellar of brands.
No, but I got the warranty with it, man.
Well, that works. Because I know Vert has Apex DVD, the magic DVD player that everybody was clamoring for a couple years ago. He's like, I got it. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Layton. Norset was the one I had no fucking good thing with. But anyhow,
I
got
heard
my,
of that brand.
Yeah, I know. I bought it at Fry's. That's the one at
Fry's figures.
Yeah, it fried for sure.
Fry's.
Nothing goes to the left channel anymore.
Why don't we go ahead and tell them what they're listening to?
Oh, you're listening to 249 Spank Wagon Radio. Only at spankwagon.vftp.net. You are listening.
Woot. All right, moving on.
That's a good one. You are listening. Yeah, like the thing.
Well, it's
after.
Sort of a kind of an obvious statement, you know? It's sort of like saying are breathing.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. But
I mean, if they're not, what are they doing?
Then you know what? Next time you go in the fucking theater and they do that little THX promo at the beginning. Yeah, we should do something kind of like that, man.
I don't know.
The theater is listening. No shit, they are!
The theater.
Or the audience. You know what I mean? You know
yeah,
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We should do something kind of like that.
Ooh, fancy.
Spank wagon.
Spank wagon. Yeah, that's all we need. THX sound coming out of 32-bit audio. All you're going to hear is... Hey, folks, you know what you're listening to. You already said it once. We'll say it again. Spank wagon. I
I'm
test drove a car
that.
Today.
So,
test drove a car.
You go down to that one place?
I went down to Tobin Dodge.
Tobin Dodge.
That place
number
is
one in Nevada, baby.
That place is hyper as hell. I have never
what?
Seen...
You never... What? You
no,
have
no, no,
you
no,
never
no.
seen it on TV?
I saw it on TV, and you know... You,
you,
gotta,
you thought it was a ruse, right?
I thought it was mostly a ruse, but that place is 100%... Like, sugar fucking rush.
Well, like, what happened? Dude, like, jumps out between cars. Bam, 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 I see you looking at the car right there.
Well, no, he
car.
Was nice and sedate. He was sedate. You know, the chopper. He was sedate as all hell.
So you met the chopper?
Walked past him. Said hi.
Okay.
You know.
Cool.
Total no pressure sales. Until they get you to their sales manager.
Of course.
So the primary sales person doesn't do anything. The sales manager does. Well, I even told him. I said, look. Spank Wagon Radio. The audience is swearing. So anyhow, we were there, and you know, we were looking in. And I'll tell you guys what I was testing in a minute.
Yeah.
We walked up, and he's like, "Isn't that a great car?" And I'm like, "That's an awesome car." You know? Yeah. What did it take to get in? I'm just looking. I just wanted to test drive it. I've been doing my research, and I did all this, and I did all that. And he goes, "Okay." He goes, "So what's holding you back financially?" And I go, "Well, you know, I got some bills I want to pay off." And he goes, "What if I could pay off your credit cards?" And I looked at him, I said, look, you're going... I even told him, I said, high pressure, not willing to buy. We ain't going to meet in the middle here. And he goes, sounds fair enough. Thanks for being straightforward. Gave me a card. Or no, he didn't give me a card. His salesperson gave me their card and walked off. Tested out an SRT4. The little hot little neon-like thing.
Yes. I've heard of those.
We've been watching him at the track.
Heard of those. We've been talking about it. If I'm going to get it, man, I'm going to mod it with the kit, man.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
That thing has balls.
Does it? How was the torque on the steering?
Torque steering sucks. Torque steering absolutely sucks. And what torque steering is for non-normal people, or non-auto people, non-normal people, that's everybody. Torque steer. When you accelerate and you're steering,
mechanical muggles.
Yeah. There you go. When you're accelerating and your car flexes with the pull of the engine.
Yeah.
Thus, it causes your turning to want to steer as well, and you have to steer to correct. Otherwise, you start going to the left or to the right, depending on the polarity of the engine.
course, that's really even more worse with front-wheel drive.
Oh, it's horrible with front-wheel drive. It's even bad. It's horrible, horrible, horrible when you're sitting there, and I'm only going down the freeway 65 miles an hour.
God, that makes me worry about the GT Cruiser,
Hold
man.
Hold on. Going down the freeway at 60 miles an hour, 65 miles an hour. I let off, and I can feel the steering wheel just shift just a little. Put the gas on, I can feel the steering wheel shift just a little. So the torque steer is there, you know, that.
Dampeners.
But, yeah, big time. But 0 to 80 in no time flat.
Really?
I panicked the guy, because he's in the back. The wife is sitting next to me.
He's like, hey, it's a good car.
And I keep stalling it.
Yeah.
Because the clutch is so feather light. I mean, ridiculously light.
Yeah, I know. I drove a brand new 97 Dakota. I know the exact kind of Chrysler clutch you're talking about. You're like, oh, it's not grabbing, it's not grabbing, it's not grabbing. Stall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it just wasn't. It sucked like that. So I stalled it frequently in first. Every other gear shifted fine.
Of course.
You know, at first. Henderson.
Wasn't bitching at all.
I thought you were. So anyhow, I kept stalling the damn fucking car.
Yeah.
And here I'm grumbling because I got three different clutch. Now, that's the third different clutch I've driven in about 2 months. Okay? The truck I'm used to.
Uh-huh.
Until after I drive the Duster. Once I drive the Duster, no clutch is the same because the Duster has a muscling. Clutch is in. Shift into gear. Gotta let off softly, otherwise I burn the tires.
Was my car that bad for you, too?
Jesus, heavy clutch. Yes. I'm not used to it, so I'm not used to the pressure. Anywho, the guy didn't speak much English. I mean, he spoke English, but not clearly.
Well, who the fuck were you dealing with? The genie? The genie?
No.
Oh, I'm going to buy the car!
No, wasn't the blue genie. It was
I love this car!
The deal guy is what his little card says. Anywho. So anyhow, you know, he's like touting all the safety features. Ah. And then he goes and opens the hood, and this engine is powerful. And I go, yeah, it's the blah, 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 blah. And he goes, you've done your homework.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Yeah. So we get in it. I kid you not, feels great. A fucking neon shouldn't feel like it has that much space in it. He was
very
even
open,
comfortable
huh?
in the back seat.
Really?
It was really great. Two problems. One, wing noise. That thing has that big fucking Gateway St. Louis arch on the trunk.
Take that thing off.
It makes it look ugly, and it's a stability thing, and I understand why now. It's not a fucking Ricer wing to where it just looks stupid. It's a stability wing because it's actually curved in such a way where it doesn't push anything down. It pushes everything straight. It doesn't allow up or down. It's like, 0 to 60, though. I mean, from Gibson all the way, it was probably only a couple seconds. Uh-huh. Michelle white-knuckled the dash. She was like, oh, it's so fast! So,
and she wants a GT Cruiser.
And she wants a GT Cruiser, which we didn't get a chance to test drive.
Jesus.
Well, she's changing her mind. Because she really likes the look of neons. She goes, the neons are starting to look really good.
Yuck! What's wrong with her?
No, well, she wants an RT.
Yuck!
Yeah.
God, but the first gens look actually more like the second gen. They look a hell of a lot nicer than the ones we got now.
I don't know.
I hate waffle grills.
Well, I don't mind them. I really honestly don't.
They ruined the RAM.
Don't worry. Tomorrow we'll go and look at them all anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot about that, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
The Motor Trend car, not really a car show as so much it is a giant dealer lot with no dealers.
We're
and
going.
The dealers that they do have are idiots.
Hold on. Okay, it's like human kiosks when you're going to the fucking dealer's lot at night, but no sans loud music.
Right, sans super loud music. Tobin, oddly enough, here's how hyper they are when they get a sale, though.
Okay,
we're walking and we start hearing people pounding on glass.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the fuck is the building on fire? What, Titanic's going down here? Well,
yeah.
No, someone got a sale. So
yes.
Then. Josh Tobin,
they have a
the
gong.
Chopper.
They have a gong.
Yeah, well, they have the gong, too. They hit the gong. They're all hollering and pounding on everything they see. I mean, it's like fucking mad monkeys in there. And then the chopper gets on there and says, you know, blah, blah, car just was sold, yada, yada, yada. Big props to this person.
Yeah.
Dude. All done on the telephone intercom system. So you hear,
yeah.
The fuck was that? And I look at the wife and she goes, they sold a Sebring. You fucking heard Sebring? I didn't hear a vowel. I didn't hear a consonant. All I heard
I know, the subway system in D.C. was more fun. I know.
But no, very fucking hyper.
Yes,
everyone.
They are.
But it was weird, too, because it was a two-step sales process. You have your initial lot greeters. You have people who walk up, they shake your hand right away, they say, how's it going? No, you don't have to shake my hand.
I was saying, I'm not gonna shake your hand.
They get the car there if it needs gas and you want to test drive. Didn't take my license.
Really?
Just went along with me and we test drove. Okay, cool. So that I like. That I absolutely like. Did the test drive, drove it like 15 miles.
Uh-huh.
And down and back. Got a great feel for it. Torque steer's okay. Drives really smooth. Noisy, like a Chrysler. The exhaust, Michelle's like, what's going on with the exhaust? I go, there is none. What? It has catalytic converters and no mufflers. What? Anyhow, I'm sidetracking. Way off sidetrack. But no, anyhow, they get you in the lot, and then they introduce you to the high-pressure guy. That's how they do it. Then you get the sales manager or whoever it is. That's your second step. Then they go and try to go in and try to make you offer. What can I do to get you in here today? Blah, 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 blah. You know, and I tell them, look, I'm looking. I've been looking for a long time. I wanted to test drive. I want to see how it felt. And I'm going to go and think about this. Okay, and he goes, well, what else do you have? And I go, well, I've got my truck. We have a Stratus. And I have a Duster. And they're like, oh. Did they know what it was? The Duster?
Yeah.
No. I honestly don't think they did. But you know what? That's fine. You could tell none of them were car guys.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing is they never hire a car guy to be work at a dealership.
You know, I honestly know what that's like because I was at Chapman Jeep,
mm-hmm.
and their fucking Chrysler people there didn't know anything. Right? Yeah. It was like, you can go four wheel drive. And I'm like, yeah, this is a second generation Quadratrac right there with I know the fucking Quadratrac four-wheel drive and the fucking quadra coil suspension. I know the difference and shit right there. And the guy's like, oh, you've done it. He goes, I'll be honest with you, dude. I don't off-road. He goes, I like cars. I don't like trucks. I don't know. I'm like, why are you at a four-wheel lot then?
Yeah, really.
God!
Well, they have the Crossfires. We were going to try
I can't tell you one thing, though. Definitely, though, for certain. At Tobin, I've been to Tobin before when they first opened.
Okay.
Maybe it's a bit different there. When I actually went in before, the sales managers and the finance guys were actually very non-high pressure when I came in. Maybe it's because my situation was different. I actually came in. This is before I had saved up to buy my DeLorean. I asked if they could do financing because they can finance whoever they want. And the guy says, no, he goes, I'll tell you straight up right now. He goes, I can get it financed. He goes, if I had one in stock, he goes, but I don't. And the guy was actually like, listen, man. He goes, you're a sports car guy? I go, yeah. He goes, come on back here. I almost want to show you something. I thought you had a fucking cool sports car. He's like, he shows me this fucking, I kid you not, dude. He goes, showed me a fucking 93 Corvette. He's like, listen, man. He goes, this is a trade-in from somebody that went ahead, took a loss, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I can get you in this right now for $2,000 down. He goes, and I guarantee your payments are going to be like, you know, fucking $300 a month. He goes,
wrong with the vet. No, it's a 93. That's the first problem.
I'm like, fuck, dude. This was back in 98.
Right,
okay. There. So it was not a new car.
Mm-hmm.
He's all, it's got, he goes, I'll tell you right now, it's got 120,000 miles on it right there. I know. He goes, but listen, he goes, man, if you want a car right there, he goes, this one right here, you can, he goes, it'll be good as a daily driver. You can do this. I'm like, no, thanks. So he goes, are you sure? He goes, because if you don't want that right there, man, he goes, I can get you into something else. I'm like, no, thanks. So I will say one thing right there. When I've dealt with Tobin in the past before, even though they are high pressure right there, they usually are pretty good at reading people and turning them over to everybody else that can deal on their level mm-hmm. with them. So, yeah.
So, who knows? It's been a while, but, yeah, it was really funny. He was even offering to pay off my credit cards. And, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, like, that's really going to save me that much money, considering I only have, you know, maybe about a grand total left to pay off on all my cards.
I figure I know what my next vehicle is going to be probably at this point. I've been looking at it. It made a big impression on me last time we were at the track right there. I'm actually looking for, if I can find one, a nice four-wheel drive 3500 Ram diesel.
And the only reason it made a huge impression on him,
dude, I saw Diesel do a quarter mile in 14 seconds.
And that's impressive if you really think about it.
Diesel.
And it didn't even smoke as bad as the that other guy.
Oh,
the,
that Ford. He had that,
which also was about as quick.
Oh God,
but
man,
it went fucking chimney.
The Ford was actually quicker, man. But yeah, that Ford was like 13.9. But fucking.
For those of you
dude.
Who go out with us to the track, if you ever do. You will know that we complain about one thing and one thing only.
The price of concessions.
No, that's something everyone
price of ice cream.
About.
It's cold. My ass is getting numb.
Anything else? Why don't we... Wait. Fuck. Okay. Moving on. we bitch about the actual staging. The people can't line up to the lights. And if you know anything about racing, you stage to the lights. You get the top one lit, and then you roll just a little bit forward to get the second one lit, and then the main countdown, the three yellows, a green, and a red. Well, the three yellows blink, 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 goes green, you take off. Okay, yes. Cool.
But there are two indicator lights up top that tell you where you are at for staging, specifically to pinpoint you to be right exactly precisely on the start line, equal with the car next to you, so you both have equal starting.
Yes.
So you can get off to a fair race.
Yes.
People don't stage. They always... Now, for anybody who doesn't know, it's probably about 10 foot back, the start line. Start line's about 10 foot back from what they call the Christmas tree. Okay, that's basically the stoplight. People pull up to the stoplight, or they try to fucking line up stage with their rear tires, known as deep staging.
No. Deep staging is when you trigger the pre-stage, and then or pre-stage, and then the pre-stage goes out. That's deep staging.
You're right.
When you're staging from the rear wheels, that's called stupid.
Yeah.
Okay? So what happens here is... We always make fun of these cars that just can't seem to do it right.
The problem is, too, we go to the track fucking religiously, dude.
Mm-hmm. Now.
And we can recognize.
And we can recognize. We're all. I mean, I could point out and say he won't stage, and he won't stage, and they won't stage, and she won't stage.
Here's the funniest
thing, though. Those diesels, you'd swear they were from professional teams. Because they could stage, and they could launch.
Dude.
They knew how to accelerate. I mean, it was funnier than hell.
We've seen Suburbans go up there and go brrr, and just go down the track. These were true redneck limos that were raised with quad cabs. And we look down, we're like, ha ha! And this guy, it's like, glug 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 glug. He pulls up, glug 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 glug. You know, then all of a sudden, you know,
you hear him rev up. Just smoke, soot everywhere, just everything coming.
And that light goes green, and like right before it goes green, they take off, man. And that the Dodge rant was a little slower than the Ford, but it was clean. That Ford was nasty, okay? That dude was smog in a box, all right? This guy just
goes, it was L.A. out of his X.
You could not see through to the barrier on the other side. That's how thick the smoke was.
But it was funny. And by the way, if anybody knows, here in Vegas, December 5th, that's next Friday night. It's at 7 p.m.
Yeah, because it's cold at night.
Because it's cold at night. So we're going to be modifying the times of the show, I believe.
You're going to start an hour early?
I think we're going to start an hour early.
Cool.
So we can be done an hour early and get out there. Anyhow, moving on. This car talk. But yeah, it was interesting. It was a very interesting experience. And of course, the dealership next door, the Chapman, which we were going to look at, PT Cruiser Turbo, didn't have any dealers on the lot anywhere.
Chapman is really odd about that.
But you go to the Chapman Dodge down near where I live, and it's all dealers wall to wall.
I've actually been
nuts to butts dealers.
Chrysler's actually told me if I want to buy a Ford to go to. I don't know anything about GM, but I know for. I know for Ford and Chrysler. Chrysler says if you're going to buy, go to Las Vegas Dodge. And if you're going to get it worked on, go to Chapman on Las Vegas, on Boulder Highway. And Ford says don't go anywhere else than Gordon.
Yep. And actually, I've learned that from my own experience. I never did like going to Desert for any service repairs on the Stratus or the Dakota. But I took it down to Chapman, and they were cool.
Another dealership I'm not really happy with right there, because they were like, I had like track one. I have to find somebody too. Maybe it's because it was just like slow. Nobody really cared. Made me wait too long. Let me see what I can get. You know, let me see if I can get the keys. Everything from get the keys to do the driver's license thing to get a price on the vehicle took too long. That was Jim Marsh up on Centennial.
Okay, so there you go.
But anyhow.
Alrighty, folks. Let's actually switch gears. I know it's Black Friday, and actually, I even prenamed the show Black Friday 2K3. Mostly because we got a few people out there that work retail. I know that Reverend is pretty pooped. He was working a 16-hour day today.
Oh, is that why you called it Black Friday? Shit, I thought I had to send one like a terrorist thing.
No. Black Friday's always the day after Thanksgiving. That's
I know now, yeah.
Yeah, they try to do all the crazy-ass sales, and all the pathetically stupid people all go out to shop at once.
God, yeah. Actually, yes, I know what you mean. They had reserved televisions for a promotion coming up next week and reserved ones for off right there, so they had to pull my TV off a truck. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now you, how was it today? Because
I woke up at 2:30.
Okay. So when you went out and went shopping, not a lot of people, or
I only went up to one place. I was RC Willie's up there.
Have you ever worked on a Black Friday?
Have I ever worked
on a
Black
Friday? Yeah, you used to work retail, didn't you?
Only pet stores.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the strip like on a Black Friday?
I have no idea.
Hmm. Looks like I picked a bad topic for the day.
I've never worked this. No, I started February and left in September when I worked the strip.
Hmm.
I can tell you holidays are hell. Oh, yes. I don't think the strip would be too bad because strip is a tourist thing. The worst holiday I've ever worked for the strip, though, and it's, and I can understand why, but I think it's cool anyhow that we have that bad because it's a good sign, is 4th of July. Everybody loves Vegas' 4th of July. Illegal fireworks.
4th of July and New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve back in 98 going into 99 was hell on the strip. They had a riot down there, and they smashed in and looted F&M's.
Wow.
F&M's World, part of World of Coca-Cola. After that, it's been docile ever since.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. Except for I remember that. I hate that. That was one of the worst days in radio I ever heard. Was New Year's Eve 1998 going into 99. Every station, dude. I kid you not. Hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Rock.
Okay.
80s.
Okay.
All played Prince.
Gah! Of course they would.
Exactly.
Of course they would. Part of like it's 1999. Like, people have been waiting for years.
2000 Super Party overweight at a time.
Yeah, that gets overplayed.
Ding, 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 ding.
I think Reverend here says if he wants to give war stories, dude, record some and we'll play them on next week's show.
There was this guy. He came into the store.
I kept saying, like, where's the blue light? Anyhow. Actually, you want to talk about radio stations and being fucked up?
That's pretty funny, actually.
Thank you.
You know what? That's just one of those things that caught me off guard. Where you be like?
You want to talk about fucking radio stations doing stupid shit. Right now, and this article actually was printed on the 24th, but they were talking about some stations on the East Coast, not here in Vegas. I don't know what they're doing in Vegas, although I've heard them already. Christmas music and 24 hours of it. Right on the onset. In other words, basically what they're doing now is about two dozen FM stations are ditching the regular programming in favor for an all-Christmas music format. They plan on actually playing the carols from now until the 26th of December. What the hell? Okay, and mostly these are like adult contemporary stations. They're expecting a total nationwide 200 to 300 stations. Basically, all they're doing is they're just nothing but Christmas music. Nothing but.
Horrible.
You know, and I don't know. I guess that's my pet peeve is the fact that it's already bad enough that we have, you know.
It wasn't Halloween. It was not Halloween. It was October 22nd or 23rd. We were in Walmart, and they had a Christmas aisle.
Yes, they did. Well, that's kind of a given. I always judge it early October is to win. Christmas hits the retail outlets. That's when they try to have the trees up. That's when they try to have all the, you know, the foofy Christmassy shit going. Is October. You know, and as far as I'm concerned, now this is an odd thing to do for radio stations. You're guaranteeing yourself to lose market share. And guaranteed to lose listeners. Because you can only hear Perry Como so much. You can only hear Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer so much. What are you doing?
Winter Wonderland, I hate.
Yeah.
Everybody sings that. Everybody butchers it, dude. Ray Charles is the worst. Because I have this image of Ray Charles driving a sleigh. It ain't happening.
No wonder Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
It wasn't Santa's Ray Charles.
Here's the thing. You know, one of the things they're saying right now is maybe it's the mood of the country. Maybe after 9/11... figures they'd find a way to fucking integrate 9/11
an
excuse to play Christmas fucking music.
Does Vegas tie into that somehow?
Yes.
We're not tying in directly. They're always trying to tie Vegas into everything that happens, you know.
Yes.
Sunspots were caused by the Luxor in Vegas. So.
Yes. The Luxor light ignited the sun today and
exactly.
caused the sunspot. Maybe it's the mood of the country, maybe after 9/11 with the war. Woo. People want an early pick-me-up. What do you mean an early pick-me-up?
Take me where?
Christmas music is two parts depression, one part pick-me-up.
Oh, I know.
Christmas music only works as a pick-me-up when you're together with your family and friends on Christmas.
Right.
That's it. If you got a caroler coming to the door on Christmas, aw, ooh, pay money, get him off my lawn, thank you. That's about it. But when
one. No, more like for you, get them off my rocks.
Gravel, yeah. But when you have Christmas music playing for a month.
Yeah.
You know, a month up to.
You know,
no.
You know what? You know what? You bring up an interesting point, a thought I've never had before. I wonder if there's a connection. Check this out. They say studies nowadays, people hate the holidays more and they're more depressed. They're trying to blame it on social events. I think people hate the holidays because they loathe the forced upon spirit.
Absolutely. That's I agree with you 100%.
You know
holidays
what? I just had that thought,
upon
man.
People. Holidays.
That was my raging torrent in my mind right now.
Wow. Raging torrent. Was it a bit torrent?
Yeah, very.
All the geeks all of a sudden going, hee hee hee. Here's the thing. You know what? You're right. I think what it is because it's not more commercialized than it was 20, 30 years ago.
It's being forced. No, it's not more commercialized
it's
at all.
It's being forced upon by so many outlets. Here's the thing. They were even talking about an arms race, a radio station arms race, to see who goes to All Christmas first and who lasts the longest.
God.
Hell, there's a few stations already that they went, but they switched back because they had so many people complaining. Hey, we want to hear something else, okay? My music tastes... and also kind of mix in with that thread that we have on the message board.
The only way you'd listen to Christmas music if you had to.
You're in a fucking mall.
No, if for you to do it, voluntarily is if it's like covered by Vomitron.
I got that one actually.
Winter Wonderland. Who rides on a sleigh going through the woods? Jingle bells.
Anyhow. But yeah, basically what it is, God, I just kind of twisted my own knot. They're basically bitching about this. Now, the next question is, how early is it going to be before stations start playing Christmas carols? Way too often. I already know that our digital music services, they're already playing Christmas carols.
Oh, God, you know? I know.
As a matter of fact, it would annoy me because I'm sitting there going, I was downstairs with the wife and getting ready to set up the show tonight. She's like, go ahead and turn it to channel 940. What's that? Seasonal music.
Hell no.
Shit! What do you mean, you know? What do you mean you gotta hear this now?
But
no
seasonal
way.
Music doesn't always match up either, man. They never have. I never hear the Hanukkah song on seasonal music.
No, you don't. You hear everybody's lounge version of Blue...
And why is it on Valentine's Day they never play Barry White on seasonal music?
Who knows?
Seasonal.
Sounds seasonal.
You know, I mean, it's not going overboard. But
what would be Sounds of Summer, though?
Sounds of Summer. Probably Otis Redding.
Okay.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But yeah, for all you Christmas fucks out there, and all you people who love listening to Christmas music, don't do it around me. Please. Don't.
You know what, man? You know, I just had... You know what kind of Christmas music I'd love to hear, dude? Christmas Rave.
Christmas Rave?
That would be fucking killer to hear Jingle Bells at a Christmas Rave.
I don't know. That'd be interesting. I might have to look up some Christmas Rave music.
Christmas Rave,
just for the
dude.
Wagon.
Christmas Rave.
All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and take a really, really quick and fun and well-placed break.
Yeah.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Whoa.
Only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back in a minute.
Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun. 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 Where is the bell? Ding by the dun. Wait for the bell. Ding by the dun. Can't hear the bell. Ding by the dun. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun.
You're listening to Spakewagon Radio.
Shut up.
Are we there yet?
Shut up.
Are we there yet?
Yes, we're here.
All right.
God damn.
When are we going home?
What? No. You're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
It's like Maury Povich. We talked about this last week, you know, the Inside Edition or whatever that was.
But that was like a...
Yeah, well, that was a... But do it again. Okay.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Ooh. All right, folks. I think we're going to do dead celebrities. Get ready to worship your dead people.
Dead celebrities of the week.
All right. First up, actually, Hall of Fame pitcher Warren Spahn, dead at 82.
He's dead.
Warren Spahn stood up to Casey Snigall. Don't know who he was when he was 21 and fought against Germany a year later. Ooh, so this guy was in World War II.
Hey.
Spahn, the most winning left-hander in baseball history and leader of the dominant Milwaukee Braves teams of the late 1950s, died in his Broken Arrow home Monday. Family member said he was 82. Spahn was elected to Baseball Hall of Fame in 1973. So, dead celebrity number one.
Dead celebrity of the week.
Another dead celebrity, because that wasn't much on that guy. Well, there was a lot more, but I don't think I want to bore people, and I'm not Smack, so I couldn't do baseball talk all that well.
Okay, so Warren Spahn right now, if he was alive today, man,
he'd fuck Barry Bonds in the pipe! No. No. We're not doing dead celebrity Spank style, or Smack style.
Why do you have... That we're going to give him... He's dead! Yay!
No. Minor bit player here, but he's the reason, and this I gotta read because it's a dead celebrity in my opinion, because everybody takes advantage of something he offers. You don't agree, but you know what? We haven't agreed on dead celebrities frequently. You know, it happens.
I don't consider this to be a dead celebrity per se.
The guy, Joseph Williams, invented credit cards. Invented the multi-purpose credit card. He was an executive with San Francisco-based Bank of America. In 1958, he developed a Bank America card. Even though they had a lot on the minor cards, you know, gas cards and small mom and pop store cards and stuff like that, he is the first person to actually go out and get the patent and everything for an installment-based national card, which actually did it differently than the Diners and American Express cards because they were doing it where you paid after 30 days.
Right.
He allowed installments. He wanted people to say, you know, to make credit work for them instead of them working for credit. Mm-hmm. That was his goal. Now, of course, at the time, this is great. Early versions of his card was also, you know, was subject to fraudulent use. Duh. The most unsecured thing in the world. And it brought criticism from politicians, clergy, and newspaper editorialists who accused the bank of moving the country toward a moral, credit-dominated economy.
No.
Whoa! Didn't see that one coming. No. Well, I mean, they did, but...
Fuck no. People are pious with their money.
Oh, yeah. Total, let's give our 1/6 to the church.
Right.
Moving on, though. Actually, this is the card that went on to become the Visa.
Wow.
So, it's minor. I mean, we're not even talking a list of celebrity.
That's more like a dead important guy.
Okay, well, that was our dead important guy of the year.
That was automatic. I didn't even think about that.
And you get the last one.
Oh, thanks, man.
Well, you seem to call that a fucking celebrity.
Yeah, it's more of a celebrity.
Than a guy who invented credit cards.
The albino gorilla snowflake in France is dead.
Not France, Barcelona, Spain.
Is it Spain? I thought it was France.
No.
Okay, well, he's in Spain. He's dead.
Well, he's dead. He's buried in Spain. Where are the survivors? Huh.
Blah, blah, blah. He had a shitload of kids, 22 of them. What would you call them?
Of baby apes, apelings?
Baby apes?
I don't know.
Apelings? Pickaninny? No. I'm sorry, did I say that?
Oh, God.
Oops, scratch.
Whoa!
Hopefully that generates some, you know, bad feelings or something, you know, that we can call in. Did Dennis Franz say the F word? Oh, I'm just going to put it on his head. Yeah. The world's only known albino gorilla. Copito de nieve.
In other words?
Snowflake.
Thank you.
God. Thank God I have such a simplistic language as English.
Copito de nieve.
Snowflake.
Right. Are you sure he didn't just say take out the trash?
Yeah, I know. The animal so closely associated with the sea for the past 37 years. He was grouchy. He banged a shitload of females, had 22 offspring. None of them are albino. He's also the only known albino gorilla ever to exist. While they're sure it's had to have happened, you know, statistically throughout history, it's the only one they've ever seen in the world, and especially since he was in captivity. Was he born in captivity?
I don't know. They didn't go
into
that.
Well, and he didn't really die. He had skin cancer and was kind of in pain. I don't know. Me personally, I would have just given an ape some weed. I'm not condoning. I've never smoked marijuana. I'm not condoning its use. But I'm just saying.
How many?
You know,
did it say how many mates he had? Because
no.
ICJ was curious.
No, it only says.
Of course, Reverend Hammer says 22. That's a lot of fucking, dude.
It's an ape.
It's an ape. Fuck, pick off fleas and fling poo. Uh-huh. Hell, I know a few people like that. Shall we go do mad props?
Who deserves mad props?
Do you feel like mad props?
I don't know. Do you think they're worthy of mad props?
I don't know. Rock, paper, scissors, whether they're worthy. Oh, I think they're worthy, so rock, crush, scissors.
All right.
And here's the official mad prop. Get a little shining light on it all the time. Put it in like a glass case.
And if he who wishes to receive the maddest propus, they shall click it not more than 5 to 6 times.
Oh God, you blow that out of the water. No fewer than 5 or 6 times, maybe. Yes. If they deserve it.
Not 3 to 4, not 4 to 5, but 5 to 6. And none shall not exceed.
Fuck it. I don't know the skit. I don't
you don't know the skit well enough.
Yeah, I'm not. I like Python, but I'm not that devoted. So you know what? Congratulations to me. Mad props to me. So here we go.
Mad props,
ladies and gentlemen. The first person ever
had a good intro. You fucked it up.
The first person that deserves receives mad props. He tells us he's on a Mac, but we really know he's on a ColecoVision. Airwolf!
Mad props.
I was counting to see if that was 5 to 6.
Now, is it 5 to 6 wiggles? Or is it 5 to 6 clicks? Shit. Second up, he's from the Ars Anime Group. We don't know him that well, but he's still here, and we appreciate that. BNM!
Mad props.
We hope the nickname doesn't stand for anything too bad, but it's Chewy!
All I'm thinking is a big old Mexican dude.
Mad props!
I wasn't doing a Chewbacca joke.
Oh,
I did it. It's the internet, eh? Yeah. Who's next?
Okay. Well, I don't know, and it's just El Smack. Ooh.
If I had better control, you'd have got shaving a haircut.
He's with us every week. He's back in Wally World, and he loves Black Friday so much, he's doing it again tomorrow. Hammer.
Speaking of fucking shit.
Mad props while Trench recovers.
I don't think I'm going to recover after this. This is the worst this has ever gone. I don't know if I could do it again tomorrow.
But
fuck! It's the 16-hour day. I don't know. It's Friday somehow.
Now I can picture his Reverend Hammer working at Walmart and stuck like in Groundhog Day.
Same day
over and over again.
He wakes up. It's Friday again.
Babe, I got you, babe.
Click.
Same fucking shit gets dropped at the store. Anyhow, I'm like going off my own like. Yeah, man. Groundhog Day too. It could work. Doesn't need Bill Murray. They didn't need Kim Cattrall and the Brat Pack for Mannequin too. Anyhow.
Yeah, who watched Mannequin too? Aside from you,
dude. I saw the intro and I just gave up.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah.
And it wasn't really a Brat Pack movie.
The guy from the Brat Pack.
No, that was not a Brat Packer. No, it wasn't. No.
I'm thinking the guy from Mannequin.
Duh.
Hey, wait. I said Mannequin 1.
No, he's not a Brat Packer.
I said even though it didn't have the Brat Packer from Mannequin.
He's not a Brat Packer.
He's a Brat Packer, dude. He was in like a bunch of.
He may be a Fudge Packer. He may be a Meat Packer.
Hey.
He's not a Brat Packer.
Internet Movie Database says he's a Brat Packer.
The fucking Internet Movie Database? You have to pay to put your photo up there.
Still says he's a Brat. Andrew McCarthy.
Was that Andrew McCarthy?
And Mannequin 1?
Yes,
no! Yes!
Oh, okay.
What, you thinking the black dude?
No.
From the Designing Women?
No,
shit.
No. I know he's not a Brat Packer. He's the Fudge Packer.
Is he a Fudge Packer in real life?
Come on.
That's kind of derogatory.
How many times do you get cast as the gay guy without being gay? Harvey Weinstein, you know, is cast mostly as a gay guy.
Who the fuck is Harvey Weinstein?
That dude, like, with the really... really grovelly Jewish.
That's
gay
Harvey
voice.
Firestein.
Weinstein, Firestein. Who cares? Fuck. Enough about Firestones.
Yeah, you'd be a
Moving
good
on.
Movie critic.
I'm not a movie critic.
Like I like this movie.
Wait.
I remember that guy from that movie he did, and he was good in that. Thank you.
All right. Let's get on with it. He's usually known as 9-volt, but today he's going somewhere. Therefore, he must be the Traveler.
Mad props.
Don't lick him or you get shocked.
Ow.
I was trying to think of some clever bastard.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm falling off the wagon.
Maybe
so
he can
speak,
use.
So
maybe he can use that in like a bar. Like, hey, baby, lick me and feel the spark.
It reminds me of that game Leisure Suit
Battery! Clear!
It reminds me of that game Leisure Suit Larry.
You brush your cheek gently, and you feel a spark of electricity. A sexual charge responds back. Ow! Stop rubbing your feet on the carpet.
Nice.
I'm 9 volt!
Yeah, I know.
You know, you do that here, though. You're going to kill yourself when you touch anything metal. Don't touch any of the computers! You're going to destroy your... No!
Dun, 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 dun,
no!
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Let's move on here.
Shit, I just forgot right now.
St. Elmo's Fire does not classify him as a Brat Pack.
Ooh. Internet Movie Database
Fuck
says
the
he
Internet
is a Brat
Movie
Packer.
Database. You're... Oh, whatever.
It's the Internet, it's true.
Jesus. All right. He's the man who provides the bandwidth for the website spankwagon.vftp.net. He's the man, Virtual One.
Mad Props.
He used to live in Vegas. He ran away to Iowa because the education's better, damn it. The Curse!
Mad Props.
Of course it's better there, man.
Always better.
Vocational Meth Lab.
I get to go to Chemistry 101. Today we're going to learn how to steal nitro.
Okay, and that's our Iowa joke of the week. Right. Next up.
Oh, no, we got one of those, too, for later.
Oh.
He's a first-time listener, at least on his own, but I hear the JLD is with him, cheering us all on. So let's give a mad props to ICJ!
Mad props!
Of course, he's all lead. It's like, you know, the little dash mark and then CY underscore J. He's all lead. Yeah, it's Jorge!
Oh!
It's Jorge!
I was saying Jorge was somebody else.
No! Well, who else would Jorge be? How many Jorge? How many Jorges do you know?
None.
Well, you know one.
Well, one, yeah.
One. Oh, shit. I was like, he's like, who's ICJ? You know, this is early before, right when we're, right when we're
like,
rolling
who,
intro.
ICJ?
That's Jorge. Who? Jorge.
Like, all right.
JLD. Oh, yeah.
My
stomach
hurt.
Fuck.
Damn,
you know, yeah. Used to have leopard spots in his hair, remember?
Jorge did?
Yes. Yeah. He's like one of his fashion statements. He actually had, like, leopard spots in his hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Leopard spots.
Leopard spots.
I'm right.
Yeah. You know, it
was anyhow.
Well, that's mad props. I'm wiped out. Let's go take a quick break.
All right.
You're listening to
Home.
Oh, you got it in the wrong way.
I was trying to see if people like to do the Pavlov dog thing. We could like save time.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Home.
It's only too late at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Johnny can live.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Down. don't you want the penis?
Coming to live.
Live.
And no, I'm not fucking meditating. Om.
Om.
Om. No, that's Claude when he's in traffic.
Metal space.
Fucking om.
Hey, man, I don't need fucking to go om. I have KJUO.
Anyhow, yes, this is Techno Night. For those of you in the chat room wondering. There you go.
Okay.
Anyhow, hey, cool. You know what? I have all kinds of different music. I don't have as much as, like, say, the Traveler, who just said that he had like 45,000 different audio tracks. And you should see it too. He has practically the CD collection to, you know, to back it up. And if
see, Volkeris, I got a lot of music.
If
right
Volkeris
there.
Thinks I'm leading a double life, he doesn't know me that well at all. Anywho, yeah, I'm a raver on my second life. Look at me. Do I look like a raver?
Look like a retired raver.
Never. Redneck
back in
raver.
My day, we didn't need glow
ICJ,
sticks.
ICJ, redneck raver.
Redneck raver.
Redneck raver. Redneck raver. What would you, you, oh, I know. No. Instead of having glow sticks, you know, you have, like, torches.
Okay, and instead of, you know, putting vapor rub
in a surgery mask,
you put it on a hood.
Yeah.
Hey.
No.
Wow, so basically... who said that, Volkeris?
Volkeris actually so Volkeris says I'm a second double life, but Redneck Raver came from ICJ.
ICJ. So ICJ thinks that Redneck Ravers are Klansmen. Okay, fine.
I think that's what he thinks. Anyhow, this is coming from the
speaking
man.
Speaking of that one, we have a good Klansmen story on that, too.
Yeah. Hey, I think we're going to actually go with some fucked news. This week's news reports and everything that's worth abusing. Hey, some good news even,
shit.
Too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Check this out. The best scotch that's made in the entire world. Guess where it's made?
Scotland.
You ready for this?
Where?
Japan. Yeah, see, after the bagpipes faded and the blind taste test of all single malt whiskeys was over, the winning dram was clear. A 20-year-old Nikkei Yochi distilled in Hokkaido, Japan. Highlights the degree to which Japanese not only have devoured... the fact that they devour all kinds of scotch, but they're starting to understand the whiskey making process and have taken it over for their own. Japan
starting to understand.
Yeah, Japan has done for whiskey what it's done in many fields, you know, electronics and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So they take it apart, they adapt it, they find ways of improving the original, and then they produce something better. So right now, Japanese make the best scotch, not Scotland.
Wow.
And they can't call it scotch. You see, trade laws prohibit them to actually calling it a scotch.
I want a nice, glazed, tasty, frothy bottle of Jap.
Oh, no. That's funny, though.
Yeah, it's kind of chilly, man. There's a little nip in here.
Ah! Woo!
Yeah. So what do they call it, then? They can't call it scotch.
They don't even tell you what they call it. Just a whiskey. It's a single malt whiskey. The Japanese have been trying to
magic fermented liquid.
Bukkake juice! Ah!
Yuck!
Japanese have been trying to do this for 70 years. They finally win.
Inorganic bukkake.
Oh! Hey, McDonald's is getting in trouble.
Yeah, that'd be
over
interesting.
London.
Yeah, a kumbong.
Kumbong. Yuck.
I don't think I've ever seen that right there.
There's a reason you've never seen it. Oh, God. Yeah. He's going to go download it tonight.
No, no. I'm actually thinking more stuff for the argument in the message boards.
Okay.
Between American versus Japanese porn, Red Rum and Iron.
Actually, there's a link on FARC that talks about Japanese porn industry, and I'll send you that link.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't look at FARC.
I know you hate FARC. Check it out, though. McDonald's got in trouble in Europe. Basically, they had an advertisement up for their French fries saying that their French fries were pretty simple. The story of our fries, end of story. Basically saying that it goes straight from potato to fry. Problem is, though, is the fries that get shipped over to Europe sometimes are in beef tallow, flown halfway around the world, soaked in dextrose, often contaminated with gluten, and finally drenched in excessive levels of salt. Well, we knew about the salt here anyway. The problem is,
salt.
In London and mad cow disease, you can't do that. You can't have excessive... You can't use beef tallow, and you cannot use gluten that they don't know the source of. So McDonald's getting in trouble by that.
Misadvertisement.
Total misadvertisement. Now, McDonald's God. Saying, well, it's not meant to be taken literally.
It's an app! What do you mean not meant to be taken literally? Who uses that fucking excuse, man?
Apparently
the
McDonald's.
Check out our fast car. It's the fastest on the planet. Hey, it's a slow. It's not meant to be taken literally. What the fuck, man? What if you went to a Trader Joe's, man, and everything you bought organic really was it, and their excuse was it's not meant to be taken literally? That's a fucking cop-out excuse, man.
Oh, totally.
God, I'm on
totally. I mean,
Big Mac
sounds
good.
Not meant to be taken literally, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Damn, where am I going to put that TV?
Anyhow. Also, big news for us tech people who work in the help desk industry.
Yeah.
Dell is starting to pull over some of their calls out of India.
They've actually shut down operations.
No, they're not.
Really?
They're not reducing staffing. They're rerouting calling. And what's being done here is if you're a commercial customer through Dell, if you're a high-volume commercial customer and whatnot, commercial business, they will actually... Your calls will get to an American call center and stay in American call centers. If you're a regular Joe Schmo with a Dell, you're still going to get stuck with Punjab, the tech support guru. Basically saying that the fact that it's taking long, the language differences are not that bad, but they're still enough to make people...
Yeah, especially when they have contracts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also they're saying that it's very difficult for them to actually get back to an American agent for higher level support. So that tells us that a lot of these India... firms that are hiring, you know, these super high educated people. I mean, these people are better educated than you and me sitting together.
They say something like, I think it was 12% of these people that work there have masters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think something like, I think it was like between 2 to 4% have PhDs.
Yeah. These are, I mean, India has a super high education rate. The only problem is they don't have a really good job market for these people.
Because they still have a caste system, number one. Number two, they got overpopulation.
Big time.
Number three, how can India develop if they're always having to fight off, the Muslims and stuff like that, too?
Mm-hmm.
What's that country? Kashmir. Yeah.
Stuff like that. So it's very weird that, you know, they have this great education system and they're all really smart.
At the same
time,
they're working
for minimum wage.
Politically,
you know,
they're fucked, though.
Yeah,
they treat their people like shit. Let's face it. At the same time, though, I actually have a follow-up to that story right there.
Hmm.
I found it on a website, not for consumers, but for call industry people doing reports and stuff. Indian tech support market is having a lot of problems there, too. It's not just language differences as well, either.
What's that?
The Indian people are resenting the job that they're having to do. They feel the work is beneath them because of the high level education.
And it should be.
I feel
it should be.
And they number two, the working hours are shit because they have to schedule to us, and we're literally almost on the other side of the world, damn near.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's something like it's not 12 on the button. It's either ahead or forward. But because China is on the total opposite of us. But it's so fucked right there for them because they have that. Number three, it's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
well,
a stress level...
call center work is... I mean, people
don't
believe...
A stress level they have not experienced and they can't cope with.
Well...
They're getting higher turnover than America.
And it's going to happen, you know. And what's going to happen is the same thing that's happened in America. You had the unskilled laborers, you had skilled laborers, you know, and you had the skilled laborers saying, well, wait a minute, that kind of works below us.
Right.
And what's going to happen is the same thing that, you know, where I'm from in Iowa. We're with the beef packing plants. You know, they didn't hire the locals. Locals, unless you're a really low income. And I kid you not, lower income locals, people who are either just getting out into the market, getting their first or second job, primarily second jobs, that's who are working at beef packing plants. I know a few people in the room, in the chat room that have done that, and not directly with beef packing, but some ancillary
businesses. Sure.
And the higher education are going, no. And the same thing's happened in India, you know, and I don't blame them. I'm all for it. You know, now, if you have this many smart people, though, when is a revolution? I don't mean just an out-and-out, you know, independence or anything of that nature, but a revolution. Because you can't have that many smart people, and you can't have that much education, and still...
Yes, you can.
...have them be such fucking...
You cage them in.
I don't... You know what? I see India, and I only reason... And I'll say this, I'm saying this nicely. India, aside from its own political and economic, the people are great. I've never met a person from India I did not like, could not work with, could not deal with.
Yes, I have no problem with the Indian people. Afghanistan, I'm kind of borderline on that because I think their political views tie into their culture far too much, and they take everything far too serious. They never get a chance to really enjoy it. But I can tell you right now, straight out, especially, I mean, the UK has an already great relationship with India.
Well, it's not really a great relationship. It's so much as a forced upon Christmas music kind of relationship.
I know. But in a sense of nowadays, where they're a lot more relaxed and a lot more equal in that sense. To be honest with you, I have no problem with India. If we could do the Trail of Tears thing and move India to, you know, Mexico. I'm sorry. Did I just say that? I'm sorry.
Woohoo! But you know what? If they're actually going against that and saying, hey, look, you know what?
Yeah.
We're better than this. More power to them. But here's what's going to happen then. And it's going to kick Dell in its ass. It's going to totally kick Dell in its ass.
Yeah.
Because they will say, well, we now have shit working for us. Mm-hmm. We have utter shit working for us.
Which is a big problem that Dell and other people are really seeing right there.
You know, and they're going to get this where they're going to get the lower tiered people. And it's going to bite them in the ass. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I don't know if Dell's already seeing, and that's why they're moving. I think Dell's only doing this move mostly because of customers. High-end fucking commercial customers.
It's not just political, though, for, you know, political in the sense of to retain and attract customers. They're actually having a huge problem with that, where they need solutions, and they're over there, and they're like, fuck, I got to call back in, shit like that. They can't get with anybody on the way.
Right.
I really don't like the fact, and that which is one thing, because Apple keeps all its shit down in Texas, from what I've seen, that was not assembled in America, and the parts don't come from America. Unlike iMacs, which are assembled in America.
Right.
I can understand having to outsource for parts. To a degree, that's one thing. But for the most part, otherwise, Apple keeps their shit in America.
Yeah.
Which is one thing why I also wanted to go ahead and buy an Apple product and support them. But to be honest with you right there, as much as I'd like to take the attitude of, you know what, man, let them handle the idiot end users who are too stupid to know what they're doing anyway, I really can't do that because, you know what, we need to keep those kind of jobs here.
Yeah.
I think over in India right there, to be perfectly, perfectly honest with you, I think if India was isolated as well as America was, they would really be our equal. I think India's problem with the countries on all their borders right there, what's really keeping them back.
It's understandable, too. I mean,
and I think
America as a country has always gone from our independence on an isolationist theory until probably into the late 20th century, early 21st century, where we're at now, to where we're more global than we ever have been.
The problem is the internet.
After JFK, you know, our presidential strategies have definitely gone more global.
Oh, yeah.
And it really, you know, it started World War I. World War I, we're global, dropped back down to being an isolationist country.
Yeah,
World War II, though, kind of said, fuck, we're now stuck being a global economy, country.
Yeah.
And, of course, after Vietnam... and it's fiasco. After that, it was over.
Right.
It's pretty much it. We're now global. And, of course, that's also some of our problems politically is because we're global. And I agree with you that as a country, if we're more isolationed, insulated.
Yeah.
You know, insulated would be a little bit better. Now, I don't mean government insulation. I don't mean like that in that way. I mean if we were just a little more keeping the jobs here. If Walmart actually practiced what they preached, if outsourcing for parts manufacturing didn't go down to Mexico, dare I say even didn't go up to Canada,
mm-hmm.
you know, to where it was at, maybe, yeah. But
yeah. Otherwise, in my opinion right there, in my honest opinion, I don't know why we allow so much manufacturing to go into China. I know I am going to sound like some fucking
Archie Bunker bigot but.
from the 50s right there. Not bigot, but closed mind guy. But right. I don't think we should deal with China in the WTO. They're fucking communists.
Yeah, their level of communism has changed, though. Their level
does
of communism
matter.
Is not what it used
does
to be.
Does not matter. Neither is Cuba in many ways until Castro busted out and jailed a bunch of insolents, which I was like, oh, let's open up Cuba. They're okay. He's a changed guy. Ah, you wrote bad things about me. Jail. Okay, no. Doesn't matter that it's a different level of it, okay? Does not matter at all. The fact is that it still is.
Okay.
My opinion, I think the manufacturing we do in China, we should have put to India. The exception, of course, the problem is with India. Typhoons constantly ruining factories. We can't have too much on the coast. It's the only problem. My opinion right there, I think Indian people right there, when it comes to things, can produce a much higher quality than China. China is also trying to really fuck over America, too, and I don't think it's right. When it comes to the automobile market, India says, hey, Renault, come on over here, man.
Hold
you want
to
build a plant?
Protectionism. B&M, give us your definition of that so I can have a better understanding, please.
Yeah.
Okay, you were saying?
Yeah.
Renault?
I know what he's going to get on right there. But basically, Renault and the people are like, okay, come on, build your cars here in India. Okay, fine, you know. And, India gets a good car market for that right there. China is fucking over General Motors, man. They have a fucking company called Chery. Chery is copying fucking Cavaliers with shitty fucking third world country motors and electronics. They're stamping out forged parts for fucking body panels, for chassis, interior components, all this stuff.
Right.
Instead of saying Chevy, it says Chery.
Hmm.
They're building forged fucking cars. Okay? GM can't get a fucking hold on because the Chinese government won't stop them. GM wants to send over Cadillacs, and they go, no, you got to build cars here. So they got to send over fucking cracker boxes, that's the term for them, to be fucking assembled over there. They send over cars with no interior and no motor.
Hmm.
So they put the engine in over there and the interior in. China says they're building China then. Give me a fucking break. They have to do all that shit right there. Just do it. And when General Motors tries to protest, no. Fucks them over.
Hmm.
Korea is a great fucking ally. South Korea.
North Korea is completely fucked. North Korea.
We just got to wait for...
North Korea is the old communist.
What's that guy's name? Poon Jang Tang, whatever the fuck, man.
Yeah, monkey hair.
Fucking A, man. Dude, he looks like they fucking tried to clone Mao and it went wrong. That guy we just
they
got
Mao with a, they combined Mao with a hairpiece.
I know, fuck, man. It's fucking Joe Dlet, you know. once that guy dies off, I think a lot of stuff for North Korea will be cool. We can possibly unite them. China, though, I have a big problem with. India is much more lax. They're much more relaxed. All, you know, I think India is kind of cool. I think the only thing we should do to fucking India is send them grain and condoms.
B&M says protectionism is more or less a buzzword in the media these days. Whenever some called in expert has to explain the reporter why the states act like they do in some current case.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
I won't
even go into states' rights and stuff like that because that's even more fucked for politics. And, you know, we try not to be a super serious political show.
I can give you a perfect.
It happens.
Yeah. Though. Catalytic converters and marijuana.
Yeah.
The biggest Fed versus state argument out there.
The car clunker bills and stuff like that. Marijuana, medicinal, otherwise. B&M, you are not...
Specifically medicinal.
Where are you at, B&M? I'm curious, because I thought I saw you something you said you were like in a different time zone entirely.
Yeah.
Like, not like a three-hour shift, but like more.
Yeah.
So, where are you at? We're interested in the...
I mean, we're isolated from the rest of the world, because we have moats around us.
Well, we're isolated physically, you know, geographically we're totally isolated.
That's why we've been able to really do a lot of advancements for the world in a lot of things.
But
cuz I mean, we set the standard, which is I've talked about the mail de electronique before.
Mm-hmm.
We set the standard for everything. It's going to have to be in English, things like that.
Well, yeah, it's like airports, you know, things like that.
Yeah, air
traffic is all English.
Air traffic.
And of course, that's why so many other
traffic.
Countries have so many damn plane crashes. It's because it's in fucking English. They're saying it, but they don't know what it means in some cases.
Yeah.
They have an idea, a definition, and that is it.
Yeah.
It's not something that sticks with them.
But I know what you're saying by kind of protectionism right there. They're saying, oh, the government has shielded people for too long, and now it's come back to this. No, no. The rest of the world's problems finally came to us. We just had a moat. Mexico, I have a problem with right there. And to be honest with you, in Mexico right there, for the drug wars and stuff, I don't think we should have stopped with, El Padrino. I think we should have gone straight out, and we should have killed every drug producer down there. In my opinion, right there, we should have burned their fields and locked their asses out, stopped our drug problem.
True. By the Canada, way, B&M answered my question. I'm sorry. Denmark, GMT plus one. So, okay. That kind of explains the time frame.
Okay, yeah. GMT plus one, Greenwich Mean Time, one time zone over. Yeah.
But, wow, Denmark. Hold on.
Dude, I know DeLorean owners in Denmark, actually.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Hold on. Spankwagon is being listened to by someone in Denmark.
We've had Australia before.
We've had Australia. No,
cool, dude.
Hold on. Time for our egos to just resonate. Listen closely. That buzzing you hear on your speakers, that's our ego.
You know what I can really go for right
What's
now?
What's that?
Man? A Royale with cheese.
Oh, Jesus, no. No. Okay, we're sorry
that's
about
cool,
that.
Dude.
We're burning in hell now.
No way.
He even gives me a definition here. Advocacy system or theory of protecting domestic producers by implementing or limiting as tariffs, quotas. Okay. And I understand the tariff system, you know, and how they do that.
Hey, how about a good example of how that goes awry? The WTO and our steel tariffs.
We want to go there. Hey, before we get too political and start killing everyone off, although I think we woke B&M up, so remember that. Mental note next time.
Denmark.
More politics for B&M.
Let's go get some Danish, man.
God, here we go.
No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show in the world.
That will ever be.
And that ever has been.
Uh-huh. You cannot top it, man. I mean,
except if you top it with cream cheese. Thank you.
I'm disappointed.
Thank you.
I was going to come up with something clever, and I realized what you said was more clever than I could have come up with at that time, than I had in mind. Therefore, I have to concede. You were listening to Spankwagon Radio.
And we do appreciate it. Chewy is a Dane as well.
Chewy chomp.
Jesus, so wait, if Chewy is... And we sit there and call him a Cholo. God!
You said Cholo. You racist cracker.
Oh, shut up. Anyhow, this has been Spankwagon Radio. We will be back next week. It will be an earlier time. Go to spankwagon.vftp.net to get the show times, download the archives, check out what else we have going on in the message boards.
Of course.
I also have the gallery back. And I have included Red Rum's prize winnings.
Cool.
And I've also included Goatsy the Candy.
Right on.
So if never heard that one before. If anybody wants to really check it out,
do it. Yeah, it's great, man. You
so
won't
much for that speaker.
Really regret it.
Check it out, spankwagon.vftp.net. We will be back next week, earlier time. We'll keep you posted. I'm your host, Trencher.
I am Claude Balls.
And have a good night, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening. Have a good night.
You're listening to Trench and Claude Balls on Spank Wagon Radio.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a grooving night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Throw your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Don't procrastinate, don't articulate, girl.